the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
It is just after 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Listening Queerly. Every week at this slot, we take a little bit of a journey together through queer music across genres. My name is Lauren, and as usual, I'm very happy to be your host, coming to you live from Carruthers Hall here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Really excited about the music lineup again today, too. Obviously, the weather has warmed up a little bit, you know, from the past couple of days, but we are into August. And when I think about August, I think about, yes, end of summer, semester's coming up, all that kind of thing. But I also think about things like the weather's getting a little bit milder. I'm hearing things like Spirit Halloween is coming back. I'm hearing all these sorts of things that are making me a little bit excited for the kind of time we are approaching. And of course, it is always lovely to see folks come back to campus in September and get the school year started again. If you are a community member, if you're not coming up on a semester, if you are just doing your own thing, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that your summer has been wonderful. I hope you had a little bit of time to relax and rewind and take care of yourself and enjoy a little bit of the weather as well. And of course, you know, we're always happy to hear from you too, and very glad to have you tuning into the show. We've got some folks on the rotation or the playlist for this block that are not at all new to the program. I've got definitely some favorite artists here coming up for you. However, we do have some new music, a lot of new music, and some new artists to the rotation. So I think we can just kick it off with an artist that I wish I played a little bit more of, and I'm going to put some effort into that going forward, because whenever I do come upon their stuff again, I'm like, oh, this is really great. I really enjoy this, and I need to find this person's niche within our rotation and within the kind of flow of genres that I try to build for the program. So I think without further ado, we're going to kick it off. We are going to hear a little bit from Witch Prophet in the block here, but for now, here is Kimmortal on CFRC 101.9 FM with Butterfly High.
Are gonna change, it will never be the same. It hits harder every single day. Something's about to happen, would you say? I know my darkness will not go away, so I threw away logic so I'd find a way. Will we be okay? Tell me we will be okay. Flight, I'm a butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me won't stay the same. I'm a burning flight, I'm a butterfly high. Things are gonna change, I'm gonna change. Even you and me can't stay the same. You and me, me and you. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, I have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, you still have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, you still have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Me, I got nothing to prove. When it's just me and you, you still have nothing to lose. Now you're someone I could lose. Fears aside, I made up my mind, I made up my mind.
Maud Latour with Whirlpool. That is a new August release from that artist. Before that, we heard from Witch Prophet with Etmet. That is off the album DNA Activation, released in 2020 from that Toronto-based artist. Before that, you heard from Kim Mortal to start us off with Butterfly High. And I am now joined by some wonderful co-hosts. Sarah, first, welcome into the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing so well. Thank you for having me.
I am so thrilled to have you here. Sarah and I are extremely good friends in real life, and we have just reunited after about a month of not seeing each other, which for us is like the equivalent of years.
So many years.
So many years. And also, across from us, we are joined by CFRC's one and only Jesse Bell. How are you doing today?
Good. I will disclose to the people why I hopped on the mic shortly. I don't want to interrupt whatever you have planned, but I mostly just jumped on the mic to reveal and discuss some extremely niche nerd stuff. So
okay.
I figured this was the vibe, and this specific reference, if it doesn't, you know, work on LQ, no other show on the station will
okay.
understand it.
Well,
so
now
we'll get
I think we got to unpack this, though, because what Sarah and I had planned for this program was a yap session with music, because this is literally the first interaction I'm having with Sarah upon their return. Mm-hmm. So, Jesse, what news are you bringing to Listening Queerly this morning?
I will start by asking a question, Lauren. Sarah, are you two familiar with the concept of the Pokemon ROM hack?
Yes, so, kind of.
Not.
Okay. Sarah, are you familiar with like an emulator? If I say emulator, do you have an idea of like what that's in reference to?
I sure don't. I'm not big on video games.
Oh, good. So emulators are basically ways for you to play non-PC games on like a laptop or a computer. Okay. So really mostly popular with older generations like Game Boys, you know, like handheld games, your Nintendo DS, your 3DS, your Game Boy Advance, even your early like PlayStation stuff. Basically, the older the console, like the less graphic demands it has, the easier it is to like port and emulate something. So you can just like go online, and this is totally fine at this point. Like everybody knows what an emulator is. I'm not encouraging you to download them, but let's not insult our listeners' intelligence. If you listen to CFRC, you probably know what an emulator is. But and then there's like a subsection of that where people will then take these original like programmed games and like make their own spins on it. The most popular being like Pokemon. There's a million Pokemon ROM hacks, which is basically like original content, the game. And some of them are terrible and like ridiculous, and some of them are really fun. But why I'm mentioning this is because I had the dumbest thing that made me laugh, which is I was playing one of these Pokemon games, and you know, you get to name your Pokemon when you catch them and make them fight each other. You know, you can really personalize it. And there's this Pokemon named Drowsy, who kind of looks like an anteater.
Yeah.
Got a big long nose, and he evolves into a Pokemon called Hypno, which kind of looks like genuinely Sigmund Freud if he had no clothing on.
It's kind of like a little weird yellow guy, but like if the minions were instead entirely angular
and like
rather
ripped.
Than round.
Yeah. And he's like ripped and he's got a little like Hypno pendant. Anyways, I caught a female Drowsy and I named it Sissy. So when it evolves, it's Sissy Hypno. And I spent probably an hour laughing to myself about that. And I was like, I can't really talk about this on Indie Wake Up Call, but I bet I can mention it on Listening Queerly.
My new drag name, Sissy Hypno.
Which
That's
I think
great.
Is sick. That actually would be a great drag name because it's one of the funnier kind of, it's one niche internet subculture of the ROM hack meeting another.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. I am very much party to the video game shenanigans that Jesse gets up to. We've talked about Jesse's Baldur's Gate 3 shenanigans
Stinky.
On the program before, including the infamous Dragonborn Tav Stinky.
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 Yeah.
and that's how you have to say it.
Exactly. So it's like, I was once told by my dear friend Johnny Lee, who used to go to Queens. I like to think he's still listening. That he told me, watching you play video games is the most infuriating experience of my life. Because I would play Skyrim completely underleveled and spend like an hour just fighting one enemy to get XP. I'd be like, and I would be like a spellcaster with no mana, and I would throw like one fireball and then wait like 3 minutes and throw another one.
Oh yeah.
And whittle them down and just like run around the geometry of the level. So that's kind of my approach to video games. It's only fun for me, and everyone else watching is miserable.
Yeah, of course. And that's what makes you the kind of the anti-streamer, I would say.
Oh, I would be such a terrible like Twitch streamer, which I know is ironic given that like I do produce live content for an army of thousands. But that's like, you know, I'm not playing football. I'm watching football and talking about it. It's a whole other thing. If I was playing football, the players would be like T-posing and like getting clipped through the ground. Their arms and legs would be stretching. It's like, that's the thing. I would break football if I were to play it. That's why they only let me watch it.
Yeah, of course, of course. And Sarah, have we watched Monster Factory together from Justin and Griffin McElroy?
No. Great series.
I really need to recommend to you not only Monster Factory, but the three McElroy brothers, internet personalities, really funny guys, and their dad, Clint, who is also hilarious, playing Baldur's Gate 3. They call it Brother's Gate.
We watched Brother's Gate, didn't we? We did.
Yes. And there's a very important NPC in that game by the name of Shadowheart, and they killed Shadowheart in, like, I think on the beach, like when you first get to the beach.
Immediately.
Because they tried to take the artifact off of her, and they put this big title screen up that says, "Rest in peace, Shadowheart, bad at sharing." And gosh, does it just get me every single time. Those brothers have gotten me through a lot in the past year. Can definitely recommend that series, if you're okay with some language and stuff, sure, of course, with that little warning put out there. But thank you so much for the Jesse Pokemon update. Yeah,
I love those games. The ROM hacks are literally right now, if I'm not like doing audio production, scripting stuff for football, I am just playing ROM hacks and coming up with like the dumbest names possible to make myself laugh.
Yeah, why not?
And that's life and how to live it.
I take it that you've seen Tom Hanks, the Baldur's Gate 3 tab that looks like Tom Hanks.
Yes.
It's like Tom Hanks' face on a dwarf, and they called him Hom Tanks. I highly recommend that meme. I've also seen Taylor Swift-esque bards.
I sent you Nick Cage as a bunch
Nick
of...
Nick Cage Carlack, which I then sent to Jesse.
Nick Cage Carlack was serving.
Yeah, like... Nick Cage Carlack was something like Carlack doing the long legs singing is really funny.
If you let me in once.
I'm gonna come back not once.
Another great, like, Monster Factory is wonderful, and what is very affirming to me and my friends were doing Monster Factory before Monster Factory existed.
We were doing that with Mies on the Wii.
Yeah. The sports video games usually have a pretty lush creation suite, depending on the year. But in, like, the Madden football series in 2006, I remember creating a 350-pound quarterback named Festus Hugs and Kisses, and he became, like, my signature player for, like... years. He was like 5'4", 350, 100% musculature as well, because we wanted to make him impossible. And we were like, this is what whole men should look like.
Oh yeah.
5'4" and 0% body fat despite being 350 pounds.
Yeah, why not? I mean, in the world of, do we not all play video games to commit heinous acts such as these?
Yeah.
Such as creating human beings that could not possibly exist.
Yes, God's mistakes.
Yeah, why
that's
not? Right.
And that's the thing, when you give gamers the power to create life, you oftentimes do get things that should not see the light of day. It is very fascinating, and Monster Factory really does prove that. They're Tony Hawk, especially, like some of the skateboarders
and the Fallout,
they make.
Like the original like Final Pam video.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, highly recommend, again, with the language caveat, really, really fun series on YouTube that you can watch, like, hours of for free as it stands right now. Really glad to, again, have the Jesse video game update. It is always a blast, and Sarah and I feel like we're going to have a couple of updates because I haven't, like, seen you since Interview with the Vampire fully ended and things like that, and I'm sure you've got, not to call you out on air, but you may have David Tennant updates for me.
Ooh. Do I?
Like, on the David Tennant web? Mm. Any updates since then?
Well, I have a very long notes app full of things to add to the web that I have yet to do.
Okay.
So it's going to be just painful to look at when I'm done.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the PowerPoint night as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing.
The David Tennant web, or the D web for short.
I'm hacking into David Tennant's internet.
That's scary. I don't like that. Not because he's like looking at anything sinister. I just don't want him to experience any like anything nasty or scary.
No, he's been through enough lately. Yeah. I think
he gets the internet filtered through his wife. So,
Okay, who's he married to?
Georgia Tennant. She has social media. He doesn't. So, like, any of his internet presence is because of her.
Okay, that is a Herculean task to have like a famous husband and be like the arbitrator.
Yeah,
she's also an
actor too. They met on the set of Doctor Who.
She was playing the Doctor's daughter, and also her dad was Doctor Who. So she married the Doctor, was the Doctor's daughter, and is the Doctor's actor.
actual daughter.
They didn't
get
married for several years because he didn't want to be weird. They didn't even start dating for several years.
Okay, fair. I'm like, I don't like that also, affiliation.
No, it was like, what is the difference between them? It's like 7 years or something.
Yeah. Also, Jesse, I don't think you know this, but in Good Omens season 2, there's a scene in which David Tennant, his son, Ty Tennant, and his father-in-law are in it, Pete Davidson. So it's family reunion.
I thought you were going to say his son, Lieutenant, and I was really excited. I was like, this is a great Shaggy Dog joke. Yeah, David, whole family was there. Ty, Lou, Ben Tennant.
Ben Tennant. Yeah. Missed opportunity.
That's what I'm saying.
Lieutenant is wild. All right, so I really, again, am so glad for the chats here, but I think I'm going to turn it over to a little bit more music for us here. This is a new release from another Canadian artist by the name of Sarah Thompson. This single is called Bloodshot, and here it is on CFRC 101.9 FM on Listening Queerly.
Once or twice I had the time of my life. better know by now. Grow up and get over yourself. Blame yourself on your past self. Your good side on your bad side. Gray, white, getting the best of my head. You're getting the best of me. You're getting the best of me. When I grow up, I'll be
I'm not afraid to die.
And you just heard from Montreal group Fleece with Where's My Beach Hat. That is a new release from that group that we just received on August 9th. Before that, we had Tomi with None and Sarah Thompson with Bloodshot. None being off of the album Late Bloomer by Tomi, which is a really great listen, a new to me album that I recommend for some really wonderful lush instrumentation and great lyric work. And Bloodshot by Sarah Thompson, I think, is just a great pop single, especially for this time of year. But I'm back in the booth with Sarah. We were chatting a little bit about songs and radio, and then before we had Jesse on talking about video games. But as I said, this is kind of a reunion of sorts. And so, Sarah, the question I just really want to ask is, like, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've had a lovely vacation with my family and got to spend some time up in the Northern Ontario wilderness, so that was lovely.
I love Northern Ontario wilderness, but you're like looking at me as if there might have been like a tick incident or something right now.
No.
Okay, great. Okay.
No, it makes me think of your upcoming project.
Oh.
Because it's very much
Yeah, that
there,
might have been unsettling a little bit.
No, not so much. I was just kind of like, this is exciting.
Well,
yes,
that was
and
actually,
I was reading it there too.
That was actually where I was writing it a lot of the time, and I think you can kind of key into that a little bit. I was having to send some photos to the American members of our crew about the kind of forest that I'm describing, because it is like shield looks different, right? Mm-hmm. The rock looks different. The formations, the way the trees kind of gather themselves, looks different. And especially in and around the Great Lakes area, like things can really, really change and be different depending on what little place you're stopping off at. Mm-hmm. But thank you for shouting out the project. For folks, because I don't think I've mentioned it on the program before, I've got an upcoming audio drama project that I have written and we're currently casting for. And I woke up this morning to 3,800 views on the tweet and 107 bookmarks. And within a matter of 3 days, I've already received over 20 auditions.
Amazing.
20 individual people, some of whom sent me up to 4 individual auditions.
That's so exciting.
So everyone is making my job extremely hard, and it's wonderful. Too much choice is better than not enough choice, but oh my gosh, I did not expect that response. So,
well, it's going to be super cool and awesome.
Well,
because
Sarah
you're
did,
super cool and awesome.
Well, Sarah did an awesome logo for us too that was like precisely what I wanted, especially when I'm texting you things that don't make sense, like, can we make the trees look like fire in the water? That doesn't mean anything, and yet you managed to do it.
Well, I tried.
Actually the biggest piece of feedback that I got when we announced our show, like when I was putting the cover art into different servers and different creative outlets, was, oh my gosh, like I love your logo. Like your logo is very evocative and like it really intrigues me.
That's
so
very cool.
Folks were really kind about it and you did a fantastic job. We've got a little bit of media to catch up on, but I wanted to say that I'm literally still thinking about that movie Fright Night that we watched.
Yeah.
There's a movie from, I believe, 2011 entitled Fright Night. It is a remake and it stars Colin Farrell as like a kind of, kind of like dad next door vampire.
Uh-huh.
And
you lost your mind.
I lost my mind a little bit. And also David Tennant, well, the reason we watched it was that David Tennant is in it as a kind of like really...
he's like a Chris Angel vampire kind
of
performer.
Yeah, he's like a
performer.
Chris Angel was a vampire.
Yeah, but he also has a bunch of artifacts that kill vampires?
Yeah, because he has because vampires
killed his
family,
parents.
Killed his parents.
It's such a complex movie.
Yeah, it's very complex for like the 95-minute runtime.
Uh-huh.
But I honestly, it was really funny.
It was really good.
Spoiler alert, when Colin Farrell vampire blows up their gas line so that he doesn't have to be invited into their house because he blew up their house, I was like, whoever wrote that, yeah, I need to talk to you because you are on a next level from the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gosh, what a film.
What a film.
Have you seen some films in the time you've been away?
I've seen many films. I've been keeping up with my Letterboxd. Last night, my mom and I watched it was a movie called Air. It's about Michael Jordan's
shoes
and Nikes. It was very good.
Good stuff.
I mean, you're hard-pressed to find a movie without Matt Damon and Ben Affleck in it. Like, when one comes, the other does too.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
It would be weird if Ben Affleck was in The Martian, though. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you just Ben Affleck.
What would he be doing in The Martian?
In The Martian,
would he be the potatoes?
I feel like Ben Affleck would be. What Ben Affleck would be doing in The Martian, I feel, is like they would pan to him in a chair, and he's tossing an apple up and down, right? Mm-hmm. And then he tells someone that their calculation is wrong. He does this like Goodwill Hunting, really like even keel monologue, and then the camera pans away from him and we don't see him for the rest of the film
ever again.
We don't know who that guy was.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
But we needed him there for a reason, mm-hmm. because contractually they come together as a unit.
Yeah.
Have you seen tell
also
me.
You know who's the guy, one of the pirates from Our Flag Means Death, the
oh,
guy
gosh.
With the, he's bald and he has the beard, kind of.
Bald and he has the beard.
His spoiler alert, his partner is the guy with the stripy shirt. I'm forgetting all their
Lucius
names right now.
And Pete?
Pete.
Yeah.
He also plays Pete in that movie.
He's
a character
also
called Pete.
In a show called Dark Winds, and he plays a very similar character, and I love a character actor, so good mm-hmm. for him for being booked and busy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's like the shoe guy, and he's obsessed with shoes. Like, he
really
makes
good.
The shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the cobbler.
He really is.
They call
He's
him
the
that.
Nike cobbler.
He's Pete the cobbler. That
Just
sounds
do
like
it.
A terrible wrestler.
It does.
Coming to the ring now is Pete the
cobbler.
Cobbler.
Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. I take it the only movie I've been able to think about recently is Long Legs.
Mm-hmm. I've not seen that
not seen
because,
it.
Except for your project, I don't consume very much horror.
Yeah.
Unless you're telling it to me.
Yeah, I have to kind of just like give you maybe I'll give you the rundown of Long Legs.
That sounds better.
And I'll have to show you one particular clip from Long Legs that I think you will find extremely funny.
Yeah.
It is the only time in the whole movie that I remembered it was Nicolas Cage playing that part. Because as soon as he opened his mouth to sing, mm-hmm. I just flashed back to him singing Jesus Christ Superstar on that late night show.
I don't know if I know that.
Oh, yeah.
What you're referring to.
They're like, if you were going to do a Broadway musical, Nick, which one would you do? And he was like, oh, I'd want to be, I think it was Pontius in Jesus Christ Superstar. And he just like belts it out. He starts hitting like these high notes at full voice. And I was just like, why hasn't he been off? Like, there's so many actors in his generation that are off fronting rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't Nick Cage fronting a rock
band? That's his
band?
That's his next project. His Final
Come
Frontier.
On. It's and the band is called Long Legs.
Yeah.
But the thing I have to say about Long Legs, the legs weren't particularly long.
No.
They were normal legs.
So why is it called Long Legs?
It's just like a fun thing he likes to say. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but good film.
Good film.
I hope you've enjoyed our kind of catch up on the air and come to some maybe recommendations for what to watch, especially if you like really funny but not super clear horror comedies and things like that.
And things that don't take themselves too seriously, at least in the case of Fright Night.
Precisely. So I put our break here because we're going to do a little bit of a gear shift coming up on this next block of music. This next song is from a group called Meet Me at the Altar. They are an American trio, and they have this cover of the Jonas Brothers' Sucker that led me to realize I don't actually dislike the song Sucker.
Mm-hmm.
I just prefer it when it's produced differently. Like, compositionally, it's a pretty sound song and it's catchy. So we're going to hear a little bit from Lambrini Girls and Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers coming up. But for now, here is Meet Me at the Altar here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Sucker.
Better than bodies of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, I'm feeling heat in December when you're around me. I've been dancing on top of colors, I'm stumbling out of bars. Following you through the dark, I can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious, I'm a sucker for you. Sucker for all the subliminal things, and now I know about you, and your
sucker for her. For you.
like a wildflower on the side of the highway.
You just heard from Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers with Wildflower. Before that, we heard from Lambrini Girls with Body of Mine. And then you also heard from Meet Me at the Altar with their cover of Sucker. Of course, all of these songs are going to be going up on the Listening Queerly Master Playlist, which is linked at our Instagram, which is just listeningqueerly.cfrc for updates on the show and more and little polls and that sort of thing. As I was asking about like media for review, since I subjected you folks to weeks of Interview with the Vampire content, weeks, with its own backing tracks and everything. So it's about time you had a little bit of a say in what I watch and review for you. Sarah, do you have any particular music that you have been listening to lately? It doesn't have to be new stuff, because I know it's, I'm like a weirdo who likes to keep up with like really brand new stuff and kind of listen that way, but I know that like listening to albums from front to back is not something everybody does, but I don't know. What have you been up to?
Well, my parents and I went to go see David Francie in concert in Sudbury.
Awesome.
Which was lovely. So I've been listening to his new album, and I don't know. He reminds me of my childhood, because my parents would listen to him a lot, and I think we saw him in Espanola years ago, and that was great. What else have I been listening to?
Yeah, that's so. Do you know what the name of that album is for folks?
I can find it for you. Yeah,
absolutely. I love that I'm seeing the Chapel Roan cover art as well, because
yeah, it's called The Breath Between. It's from last year.
The Breath Between.
David Francie.
Wonderful stuff. And on Indie Morning, on Indie Wake Up Call on Monday mornings, I have been sneaking a little bit of Noah Reid into the rotation as well. And whenever anyone that I've met that is new brings up the television program Schitt's Creek to me, I'm like, well, actually, did you know? Did you know?
That Noah Reid sings.
Noah Reid sings. Not only does he sing, he has 3 albums, all of which are stellar.
And we went to his concert together, and it was fabulous.
And you can hear a video of me being the only person that woos when he plays a B-side from his debut album, In the Darkness of Danforth.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I also, the new Lake Street Dive album I've been listening to.
It's so good. Okay, so I haven't done my complete, like, front-to-back listen of it, but I've been picking out the singles. I've been, like, clicking through a few things. Lake Street Dive has never missed, doesn't know what it's like to miss, is incapable of missing.
Yeah.
We're going to go see Sammy Ray
in
October.
It's going to be so good.
Sammy Ray and the Friends, Listening Queerly favorites, of course, and putting out, it looks like, a new album very soon. Ooh. A new complete album, which it seems strange to say, I don't believe they've ever put out an LP before. It has been EPs and EPs and singles and singles and stuff, which I think is like when you're making the kind of music that they are, with so many folks involved in like having the jazz pop sound, it's probably good to build your audience first and then really drop the LP on us. But yeah, I really enjoyed the new Childish Gambino releases from this year. I really had a great time with the new Homeshake album, which is entitled Horsey. It is the second Homeshake album of 2024, and yeah, I'll probably have a few more album reviews coming up for you folks on the program in subsequent weeks. But we've got a little bit more music here from Canadian classics, Canadian favorites Tegan and Sarah. They have recently released their cover of Rebel Rebel by David Bowie.
Ooh.
It is so much fun, and I absolutely had to play it, so I think I'm going to turn us over. Here is Tegan and Sarah on CFRC 101.9 FM with Rebel Rebel.
Hey.
heard from Orville Peck and Nathaniel Rateliff with Conquer the Heart off of the new album Stampede. Before that, you heard from Tegan and Sarah with Rebel Rebel. And we've come to the end of our hour here on CFRC 101.9 FM with Listening Queerly. Just wanted to say thanks so much, Sarah, for being here, and hope to have you back in the booth.
Thank you very much.
Keep it locked for Democracy Now! Coming up next in all of our awesome Tuesday afternoon programming. That was Listening Queerly, and this is Lauren signing off on 101.9 FM. CFRC, have a great rest of your afternoon.
It is